don't thank me. I just want to thank you guys, Mikey and Eddie and everybody. I mean, I tell you what, for you guys to do this and having gone through, my family having gone through just in the last week, what we've gone through at Children's Hospital, you know, just like it said in that little recorded piece with that young guy who had the tumor in his ankle, you just, all of a sudden, your life changes when you get a call from the doctor as my son and daughter-in-law, they have a brand new baby, 9 months old. It was a week ago yesterday. They got a call from the doctor, a pediatrician, just a routine visit. They thought he maybe had like an ear infection. No big deal, you know. And she, fortunately, the pediatrician was feeling his little tummy, just doing a little checkup, and felt something in there. And she said, you know, it's probably nothing, but let's do an ultrasound just to make sure. 24 hours later, my son and daughter and our little 9-month-old baby, a little boy by the name of Cade, were checking into Children's Hospital, the cancer center there at Children's. And I'll tell you.
It was after, a tumor?
It was a tumor. It was, one in 250,000 babies are born with this neuroblastoma tumor. And it's just you're born with the cells, and at some point during the growth spurt, little baby, they start regenerating. And they figured the tumor was probably only like 4 or 5 weeks old, believe it or not. So we were very fortunate that she took him to the pediatrician because it was just stage one cancer, we thought. As it turned out, 3 days later, he had surgery at Children's Hospital. One of those super surgeons out there got out the whole tumor, took out a couple of lymph nodes, and the pathology report came back just yesterday. He went home less than 72 hours after the surgery, and the doctor said it was amazing. And I tell you what, those doctors at Children's and the oncology doctors and the staff and the technical people, they are the best. You know, as you guys know, I mean, you guys have been helping Children's Hospital through the years. I've been there for radiothons and interviews, patients and parents and staff and doctors, but never have I experienced what I experienced when I walked into Children's Hospital that evening, carrying our little grandson into the Cancer Center at Children's Hospital, not as, you know, interviewing anybody, but one of the stories. And it's just, fortunately for us, the story has a happy ending. We think that he's cancer-free, and in just a week, the miracle workers at Children's Hospital did their job. And
I got to tell you, you know, I got a son that's a year old, just turned a year old, September 9th. And as a dad, I can't even imagine what it must have been like to have a doctor or someone say, you know, your little boy has a tumor. And I mean, it just must be terrifying. And to know that right here in our city, we have one of the most amazing places in the world. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be a parent. You don't have to necessarily be someone that has ever directly needed Children's Hospital or anything like that. All you have to do is have a heart for children and know that they need that stuff that this money will pay for.
I tell you what, I learned a lot over this last week that I didn't even know about Children's Hospital. Not only the staff and the doctors are terrific, but talking with somebody I know at Children's Hospital in Chicago, and they told me that San Diego, the Rady Children's Hospital here in San Diego, is considered to be one of the top two or three in the entire country, if not the top-rated children's hospital in the entire country because of the quality that they provide. And I just think, you know, I learned a lot, Mikey, about the kids next door to my grandson. A little 2-year-old boy was diagnosed with leukemia the day after we got there. He has to undergo like 30 straight days of chemotherapy. But, you know, most of those kids are going to be helped. They're going to be treated. They're going to go home one day. It may take a little while, but I tell you what, you know, as a young father, to get that call from the doctor that your son, and this is what they were told. They said, you know, it looks like your son has a tumor, and it's probably malignant. I mean, my son and daughter-in-law just were devastated, and that's what you are. You feel out of control. But Children's Hospital, they made them feel so good. They stay in the room. They were given support and care, and I just can't speak any higher than I can about the folks at Children's Hospital from a personal level now. And that's why I want to contribute $100 today to your fundraising effort. Plus, I want to get one of the cool T-shirts for my son.
Oh, absolutely. Nice.
But no, I just want to thank you guys. I mean, I don't know how you're going to do it for all this time, but you're doing it, and I so much applaud you. And those little kids in those rooms at Children's Hospital will know what you're doing because they're going to benefit from all your listeners and what they're going to do.
I'm going to make an executive decision right now, and I'm going to go against something that we have already decided, but I'm going to hope and pray that it turns out good.
A morning guy making an executive decision, changing format?
I know.
What is this about?
I know it.
What?
Well, earlier, you know, before this whole thing started, we talked about a goal, and I'm going to raise the goal. And I'm going to just hope that it that it turns out okay. We had talked about a goal of $10,000. Mm-hmm. I'm going to raise it to 15.
Do all it. Right.
And I'm gonna pray that we raise $15,000. It's a lot of money, and I'm going to pray that we raise $15,000. If we don't, then we are going to give it the best shot that we possibly can.
Right.
Let's just say that. But go to MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com, or you can go to Rock1053.com, donate money. If you come down here to the radio station and you donate money here at the radio station, then we will, and you donate more than $50, we'll give you one of those limited edition 28-hour show T-shirts, and they're incredible.
While supplies last.
While supplies last. Because when they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah.
And we've already taken a couple for us.
You want to talk about being envious of other P1s, man. Oh. That shirt, it's so killer, and there's only a certain amount. Mm-hmm. And so this is it, man.
Cliff, thank you so much, and praise God that your grandson is okay.
Amen to that, I'll tell you.
I hope that he's healthy and just...
Well, you never hope that you need to use Children's Hospital, but, man, right. When you do, you're thank God that it's there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I from personal experience, who would have thought a week ago I'd be sitting here on your show mm-hmm. just talking about this, right. And I just so much appreciate what you guys are doing, and God bless you, and let's get that $15,000.
Right on.
Let's raise some money. Thank you so much, Cliff, for coming
again.
In. We appreciate it. We began the show this morning at 6 a.m. We're going to be on for 28 straight hours. It started this morning at 6. Mm. And if you were not tuned in at 6 a.m. this morning, Flounder produced one of the coolest sounding opens to the 28-hour show in the history of the 28-hour show. And he did two of them for us. He did one of them. It's the same thing that you heard this morning at 6, only it's a 10 a.m. version of it. And I want to play it for you now.
It's time. What started 5 years ago in San Jose has become a San Diego tradition.
28 hours straight of us with no interruptions, no commercials, no music, nothing. It's us for 28 straight hours.
It's the Mikey Show 28-hour marathon.
It's really Christmas Day for P1s.
Commercial and music free.
It's going to be the biggest one yet.
It's going to be the biggest one yet.
By far. Because P1s, this is the day they look forward to all year long. Us, we dread it.
Yeah, we're Santa Claus. We're working through the night.
Six friends battling sleep deprivation and inevitably each other.
28 straight hours. No music. No commercials. Just the show for 28 straight.
It's an emotionally draining effort to entice new listeners to The Mikey Show. And best of all, it benefits Children's Hospital.
We've never had a 28-hour show that has been this ambitious.
This ambitious. This. What will happen? What will they do? And who will crack this time?
Out here in the fields, I fight for my meals. I get my back into my living. I don't need to fight to prove I'm right. I don't need to be forgiven. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Strap yourselves in, P1s.
It's gonna be huge.
Phenomenal.
This 28-hour show is going to be epic, epic.
I say to all of you P1s, listen, because we do it for you.
Yeah.
We're doing this 28-hour marathon for you.
It's going to be wicked awesome.
We only do this thing once a year, and we're getting ready for it again.
Don't cry. Don't breathe.
Yes. I'm telling you, the 28-hour show takes up at least 40% of my daily thoughts. What's going to happen? Stamina, staying awake, everything.
This 28-hour show is going to be huge.
We go on the air at 6 o'clock in the morning. Without the aid of commercial breaks or music, we stay on the air for 28 straight hours.
Let me tell you about this 1P1.
This is going to be the best 28-hour show ever.
It's going to be rich and compelling.
The biggest one ever.
What was one of your favorite moments on a prior 28-hour show?
That would be last year when Ashley went against Nolan, I think his name was, Missy's kid.
You guys are just awesome, man. I love the whole 28-hour show. My favorite moment from last year was when Sky had to speak Spanish for an hour.
I started listening to guys like 2 years ago during the 28-hour show. Got turned on right away. Haven't stopped listening.
Me and my dad, you know, we've been going through rough times, and I got him hooked last year. I appreciate you guys being on the air, because now me and him, you know, we always talk about the Mikey Show.
28 straight hours on the radio. I know that sounds like a lot of fun, and it is. It's also pretty gnarly for us to do.
What freaks me out always is when I think about when our show normally would end, and to think we still have 24 hours to go.
We've got 4 hours down and 24 to go.
My favorite part of the 28-hour show is the unpredictability.
Join us now as we embark on another historic epic adventure of the Mikey 28-Hour Marathon Show.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Hello.
We are in it.
We are 4 hours down. Now, this is when we would normally be on the air, so we're not into a time where we would not be on the air.
Hit it.
But.
Hit it. We're on the air.
Yeah, can we still get a kiosk?
Hit it.
Well, welcome back. They are showing pictures of this La Jolla landslide, man. It's gnarly. I can't believe the scale of the thing. I am going to safely assume that Spencer Thornburg and Marianne Cushy are not going to be coming in.
I sincerely doubt it. No.
Yeah, they were going to, and so was Mari Payton.
Yeah.
She was going to stop by, too, and they're all on TV right now covering this thing.
So was Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning was supposed to stop by.
She's covering the landslide.
That probably won't
Stevie
happen.
Stevie Nicks is singing landslide.
Yep, heard that.
Boston Rob.
Yo.
Communicate what I told you.
Yeah.
To Shauna and Flounder and coordinate. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
My kid's on it.
I gotta go find them.
Kid's on it.
Yeah!
P1 Adam. Adam, are you there?
What's going on, Mikey? It's P1 Adam.
What's up, dude?
What's up, man? I'm calling from Fort Polk, Louisiana, dude. I'm listening to five. I'm from Bonita in San Diego.
Wait a minute. You're saying that there's a city in Louisiana called Pofolk. I didn't know that. He's calling from Pofolk, Louisiana.
No, man, Fort Polk, Louisiana.
Fort Polk is different than Pofolk, Louisiana.
Yep.
Anyway, what are you doing, dude?
Which is a restaurant.
Dude, I usually only get to listen to your guys' show, like, for 30 minutes before work because of the time difference, you know, like, live. So I'm, like, stoked because you guys are going to be on all day, even when I get off work.
Right on, dude.
Awesome.
So what I wanted to do is I wanted to pitch in and donate $100 to the Children's Hospital and hopefully snag one of them sweet T-shirts because I can't really come in and pick it up, you know?
Jay, if people are listening on the internet and they donate $100, can we send that? Can we mark T-shirts aside to send to them for, you know, to send them in the mail?
Absolutely. When you order online, what we'll do is we're going to just process them. Anyone over $50 is going to get a shirt while they last.
Cool.
Right on, man. Right on.
Awesome, man. Hey, thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks a lot. All right,
we'll see you. P1 Chew Dog, what's up?
Hey, I just want to know, how exactly does the internet work? Because do you click on a picture? Do you click? Because I see all the pictures lined up, but I'm not sure if that's where you donate or if there's just a general thing that you click to donate.
How does the internet work, Sean?
I'll tell you how the internet works, my friend.
All right, all right. That's, you know what I mean.
Yeah, Al Gore created it.
You just go to MikeyShow.com. You'll see the 28-hour show logo. Pardon me. Right there on the...
Furball.
Eddie.
Oh, no, you did it.
Eddie, you
Why
did
he
it.
Why did
Eddie
have something in his throat?
No.
Eddie, you
he
know...
He had something in his
no.
throat.
Why would you say furball?
Too far.
Duh.
Too far.
Go ahead, Sean.
Click on the 28-hour show logo. Mm-hmm. On the next page, there's a link that says donate here.
What
Click
the?
On that.
What the?
And that's it.
Yeah, that's it. And then you can choose your level of donation.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you for the call.
Hey, one second.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes.
Hey, Sean. Keep your beaver trim.
I hope you get throat cancer.
No, that's
oh, my God.
Oh,
my God.
Jesus.
No,
Sean.
No way. You don't have that.
That is uncalled for.
As long as we're sharing.
Whatever.
Hey, man.
So stupid.
I'm going to read to you from a news article that was just emailed to me, and it is called Sex and Furry Fandom.
Yes.
Here we go.
Hold on. I don't want any. Hold on. I don't want any.
Differing approaches.
Why?
To sexuality have been a source of controversy and conflict in furry fandom. Examples of mainstream sexual aspects within furry fandom include erotic art, a style known as yiffy art.
What?
From the subculture term yiff, referring to sexual activity or arousal supposedly derived from the sound Arctic foxes make when mating. Hmm.
It's one small part of it.
Yiffy art?
Yes.
Also pornographic movies, sexual activities between participants wearing fur suits. According to the...
That's what Sean's into.
It's not what I'm into,
no.
Dude.
Gosh.
According
That's
to the
totally
pitch...
not fair.
Wow.
According to the pitch, examples of the word's present usage include a yiffy fur... meaning a furry who is sexually aroused or active. Or active. active.
Active.
Yiffy artwork, meaning sexually explicit furry artwork. Or to yiff, meaning to have sex. Such art often depicts humanoid animals in poses and outfits similar to those in standard erotic art. The term is most commonly used to indicate sexual activity or material. This applies to sexual activity and interaction within the subculture, whether online or offline. It is also applied to sexual arousal and to erotic material causing it. The explanation offered for the etymology of the term within the subculture is that it is an onomatopoeia.
Well
said.
Sound it out.
I don't know how you say it.
Onomatopoeia.
Are you talking about anthropomorphic?
Oh my.
Oh my.
Wow.
In cybersex, also known as tiny sex and text sex, it is the act in which one or more players engage in the act in the active writing of erotica describing their tiny bodies is what they're called. Or fursonas.
That is an even smaller part of it.
Engaged in sexual activity.
Very small part of the overall culture.
Sean, have you ever been referred to as a fervert?
You will now.
The term fervert specifically refers to the subgroup of the fandom that sexualizes anthropomorphic animal characters.
Anthropomorphic.
Similar to the word queer or homosexual culture, the term fervert may be used...
Fervert.
The term fervert may be used pejoratively as a self...
Fervert.
As a self-referential joke. Or merely as a descriptor.
Funny. It is funny, actually. Actually, it is pretty funny.
And again, I want to point out that even though they do sell some of these things at these conventions, it's in a segmented off area because they are generally for all ages. Mm. These conventions are for all ages.
That's gross.
Dude, it's not gross. The overwhelming majority of the people that don't look at me like
that are furs.
That go to these things are just average, normal, everyday people.
But if it's an all age convention, how do you know that furdophiles don't show up?
Yeah. You never there. Know if a furdophile might
so
be
true.
Involved. Wow. Were you upset, Sean?
I'm out. I've had
oh, come
it.
On.
It's enough. It's enough. It's all right. No, you go ahead.
I don't have to get pervert. Upset.
No, go ahead. I don't care anymore.
But you're not a fervert, right?
You're not a fur pissed.
Oh, hang on. I'm getting a text message from Pedro.
Oh, good. What's he got to say?
It says, dude, Sean is a total fervert.
Aw, Pedro, you don't know that.
Yeah, he's right.
He doesn't know that.
Wait a minute, there's another text.
Yeah.
What up with Sean?
What? Whoa.
Dude dresses like panda.
Come on.
Pedro.
He hasn't said anything wrong yet.
And beaver.
He's making it up. It's not... honestly,
I can't read the next one, so it's all it's Pedro. Mostly cursing.
At least those texts were free, huh, Sean?
Sean is
holy
so
cow!
Right now,
Pedro just sent me a picture of a furry, and I can't even. You know,
Fervert.
Again, small segment.
P1 Joe is on the line. Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up?
I got a question for Sean. This is serious, though. My nephew, he's 16, and he's all into this furry stuff. I look on his MySpace, and he has, like, furry poems, and this is weird, like a furry...
he's a fervert.
Personality test. And I was just wondering, is it something I need to worry about, or is it really nothing to worry about?
In my opinion, it's absolutely nothing to worry about. I mean, you know, so what if... If that's something that he enjoys, he could enjoy, DVDs. He could enjoy Xbox. He could enjoy, you know, being a fur, whatever. It's all the same thing. And I it's mean, harmless. There's nothing, like, you know, deviant or gross or whatever about it.
He is very quiet. He's very quiet, but he's a straight-A student. Straight A's. He's going to be going to college pretty soon.
Sounds like a good kid.
But... He's so quiet. I always wonder about his personality, and then seeing all this furry stuff, now I'm starting to wonder.
Well, I don't think one has anything to do with the other. So, you know, maybe he's a little quiet, maybe he's a little shy, but I don't think that makes him, you know, a deviant or weird or anything like that. And right. And again, just because someone is into, you know, being a fur, it doesn't make them a weirdo.
Okay.
It's a fur.
A serious question. Just thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Oh, another
text from Pedro.
What's Pedro saying now?
F freak. What is that even? Oh, I think he meant effing freak. Well, that's mean. Oh, come on, Pedro.
Whoa.
Stop it.
Not cool.
Stop it.
Hey.
Wow.
Stop
wow.
It.
You know how it is feeling.
Yeah, don't do
wow.
It.
Wow.
Man, blowing up.
Is that another one?
Yeah. It says J/K.
Okay,
I don't know what that means.
No, just kidding.
What does that mean?
I don't even get why Pedro is talking right now because he's a cricket that dresses like a person. It's basically the same thing Sean's doing, just in reverse.
Very judgmental.
Pedro, hypocrite.
Actually, there aren't any insects.
He just texted
really
J/K again. I guess he wants everybody to know JK.
He's just
kidding.
Just kidding.
Oh, he's just kidding. Yeah. He wants everybody to know he's just kidding. Sean, he said he's JK.
Sean, I have a question. Legitimate question.
Is it a legitimate question?
Yeah. Now, at these conventions, do you try to look as much like the animal as possible, or is it more of like the cartoonish animal?
It depends on, you know, what you're trying to do. Like, there are...
What you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, they'll have, costume contests. They'll have, like legitimate costume contest.
Right.
And they have different like levels. They're anything from like what they call a master, which is a
what?
A master, someone who has like a really well done costume. It could be a homemade costume, or it could be made like by a theatrical seamstress.
To the master level?
No, no.
Do you know anybody that's a master?
Yeah, I used to know a couple people.
Really?
Yeah, and like the costumes they had were, I mean, they were. I talked earlier about the one guy who had a skunk outfit. I mean, the tail on this that literally they went hair by hair and created this gigantic skunk tail, and it was perfect.
Wow.
I mean,
sounds amazing.
I don't know.
All right, let me go through some emails. Dear Mikey, I heard that pandas are territorial. Is there a limit to how many pandas there can be at a convention? It's P1 Josh.
That's a legitimate question.
It's a good question.
Legitimate.
Sean, how many do they let in?
You get angry when you see another panda or excited?
They're very territorial.
Yo, big.
Hey, Mikey, how can Sean just sit back and watch the mudslide happen? Tell that guy to slap that beaver costume on.
No.
And get to work.
No way.
No, he didn't.
No way. That is, I'm sorry, Sean, but that's creative.
I mean, it's a great
point. Don't you feel somewhat responsible, Sean? Get down there.
No, but actually, I do know who my friends are now. And I have none of those here.
No. That's not true.
Except for
that's
Zeth. Zeth is the only one who isn't laughing.
He doesn't know how to talk.
Because you never laugh at us.
That sounds funny, too.
Whatever.
Oh.
Whatever's right.
Sean, that was from a listener.
Yeah, and you have the option of reading it or not.
I
and
did
you
not
chose
even
to read
know
it.
What it was going to say.
That is that is such a lie.
That was a cold read.
Yeah, what's he supposed to do just all
read.
Of a sudden?
P1 Granulator, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Mikey. My question is, Sean was saying he doesn't have any friends listening. Doesn't he call his friends his little piggies?
Maybe that's why.
Oh, no. It all makes sense now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that was my only question.
He's out. Done.
Let's see. Ooh, look at this one. This is not about Sean. Mikey, your friends at Alda La Golf would love to help you raise money for Children's Hospital.
Oh.
What are your thoughts on having Alda La build a custom driver for you to auction off during your show with all proceeds going to this great cause? Let me know what we can do. Hey, if that helps us raise our goal of $15,000, I am all in on that. Right now,
awesome.
if you want to donate money, there are two ways to do it. You can go to MikeyShow.com, or you can come down here to the radio station and do it right here at the radio station. Oh, Rock1053.com as well, right? So you can go to either. There's three ways to do it. Rock1053.com, MikeyShow.com, or come down to the radio station. And anybody that donates over $50 is going to receive one of those limited edition 28-hour show T-shirts that are awesome. Is a picture up yet? Pictures on the website. Hey, if you want to see the T-shirt, go to, is it on Mikey Show? Okay, go to MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com. If you want to see the T-shirt, go there right now. And where is it, guys? Where can we find it on the website? Sean, do you know where the picture of the T-shirt is?
I do not know.
You click 28 Hour, Ashley?
Yeah, you know what we should do? Let's take that Eddie versus Charger Girls thing down. Let's take everything so it's just 28-hour show. And the reason is because it's rotating right now, and it's going to confuse people.
Yeah. If when you go there and they don't see it, they'll be like,
yeah,
I can't find it.
Yeah, it's easy to not. So I wanted to just when you go to the site, it should always just say.
Sky is awesome.
No.
Oh, I thought that's where we
There's were. A picture of it on the 28-hour show page as well, if you click on the 28-hour show logo on the main page.
Can we just make that stay, though? Because what I don't want is where it says, see how it changes right now, Sean?
Uh-huh.
If people go there and they see that, they're going to start looking other places.
I got you.
So if
we'll change it.
Yeah, let's just have it 28-hour show. So you click on that, and then it says donate here. So you click on the button that says donate here. And then I'm trying to find the picture of the T-shirt.
T-shirt. T-shirt.
The T-shirt is on the previous page.
Okay. Now, are you talking?
I'll move it up so it's right next to where it says donate here.
Yep, I got you. I got you. I see it.
I'll move it up to the top.
Is there a way, Shawnee, to make people be able to click on that picture of the T-shirt and see it bigger? Or is that kind of rough?
We have a bigger picture? Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah, let's do that. I want people to really be able to see that T-shirt because it's rad.
Yeah.
The T-shirt that you get if you donate over $50. And can I give Jay, can I give this to one of you guys? This is the Aldola Golf people and have somebody call them? Because that's really nice of them.
Mm-hmm.
The 28-hour show is going to raise money for Children's Hospital this year, and we're staying on for 28 straight hours.
Woo.
Let's do the foodie challenge.
Oh, no.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Let's cancel it.
Let's do the foodie challenge.
I haven't even eaten breakfast yet.
Oh, my God.
I'm really looking forward to doing
this. This is going
to
be cool.
I'm really dreading this.
Okay. Why, Sky?
Sky?
I just walked out into the hall to use the restroom, and I smelled some weird smells. I don't know if it has anything to do with this, but it got in my head, and I'm not happy.
Should we not be looking?
That's why we have.
No, I know, but he just came in the room. Should we not be looking at him? I didn't know if he was carrying food that we're going to be looking
at. Yeah, he is carrying food, so don't look.
All right, can somebody?
Blindfold?
Yeah. Can somebody come around and help us with the things? It's not gross. Tell me it's not gross, Ash. Oh, come on. It can't be gross.
It better.
It's stuff I eat.
Oh, come on, Jay.
Great.
I've seen it. I would eat it, too.
It can't be gross.
Stuff.
Help me with this.
I'm not scared.
It shouldn't be gross.
Thanks.
Zeth.
I'm trying, Mike.
You guys.
Okay.
Zeth doesn't know how to put on a blindfold. Come on, Zeth. Come on.
I'm so
wow.
Zeth.
Look at that. Oh, man. You got
Wait.
Oh, Sean.
Eddie.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Didn't you talk to him and tell him that we didn't want to eat bad stuff?
I did.
Okay. Take pictures.
Oh,
okay, you guys,
man.
This has to be a place for me to spit.
Wait, come on. Dude,
this
Eddie.
This is great.
Eddie.
We'll put a garbage can next to you.
Yeah, I need to, hold a garbage can.
Eddie, how come you're not irritated?
Because I trust Jay. I don't know why.
I'll spit on the floor.
All right, we're passing, the food out to everyone right now. Hold on to the spoon.
But
don't do anything with it.
Wait.
This is my spit can.
Mikey?
Yeah.
There's your food.
It's a spoon in your hand.
Okay.
Now you got to tell them what we're doing.
Is there something on it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm already sick.
I haven't even tasted it. I already know what it is. I haven't even put it in my mouth. I already know what it is. Are we supposed to put it in our mouth now?
Do you want to go one by one or all at the same time?
They're all three are the same thing?
They are the same thing.
Okay.
Well, see, the thing is that I don't want to say and then have Sky go, I didn't think that's what it was, but I like that. Yeah, I think that's what it is. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah.
So how can we do it?
I think the only way that we could do that is to write it down.
Okay.
But we have blindfolds on.
But we can
still
write it down.
You can still kind of write. Let me get paper for everyone.
All right.
This is the worst.
Eddie,
Eddie's
trust
got a
Jay?
Pen?
Yeah. I was pretty specific that we didn't want anything gross.
Everybody just right, calm
Scott.
Down.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm feeling okay.
Fine.
Got paper now.
Okay. Thank you, Shawnee O'Bain.
I
You're
know
welcome.
The Heimlich.
We got
the
paper
Heimlich.
For Eddie here.
Something smells weird.
Yeah,
Mikey, just sack it up.
All right. And
I don't like it.
Stop.
Mike has his paper.
So we're testing our palates.
All right.
Like, it should have been just normal stuff. Would have made it interesting. Why does it have to be?
There is normal stuff. Hey,
You're
relax.
You're telling me that this thing on my fork or spoon is normal.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm telling you that.
It is.
All right.
Question.
I don't want weird stupid
stop.
Stuff.
Relax. It's okay.
Hey, question before we
Bro.
Start. Where's my microphone?
Gross.
Before we start, is it cool for us to smell it first before we eat it, or is it?
It is a palate challenge, so.
So
no.
Just eat.
Gotta put it in.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, can we put it on our mouth?
Ready for
a
thing?
One.
Come on, Eddie.
Two, three.
Oh, Eddie.
Oh.
I'm gonna
write it down.
Why
it
do we
down.
Even have to write this one down?
Yeah. Just write it down.
Somebody take
it's
this.
It's a nice starter.
Is it gross? Right. Is it weird?
Okay. Eddie, I got yours. Sky, I got yours. Mike.
So dumb.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
I was all freaked
what am
out.
I? A child?
All right. So everybody got it correct.
Hey, wait a minute. You know what we should do? Let's get three people on the phone, and they pick their horse. Why don't we do it that way? See who will do the best.
Can you see the phone lines?
Of course not. Somebody hit a phone line for me. 570-1053. Pick a horse. Me, Eddie, and Sky are playing. Pick the person that you think will do the best.
We'll give you a Boo Ball tickets to the winner.
So it's simply a palette challenge.
Yes. Yeah, it's just whoever guesses the best gets the most, you know?
Is somebody to buy me?
Yep, I got you.
You want a phone
line? Sky. Yeah. Hit a phone line. All right, Mikey Show, who is this?
Yeah, Rick, Ireland. P1 Rick.
P1 Rick, who would you like to hit your horse to?
Eddie.
All right, hit the pause button or the hold button. All right, you got Eddie, bro.
Oh.
Second one. Mikey Show, who's this?
This is P1 UPS. What's up, Mikey?
What's up, dude?
What up?
You got me and Sky left.
I'm taking you, man.
Of course you are.
All right, UPS, hang on the line.
Oh. You guys are lame.
You're Come on, playing. Ashley.
And then finally, hello, who's this? Turn your radio. Hit the next line. They're not a P1. Mikey Show, who's this?
Hey, it's P1 Niners fan.
All right, Niners fan, you get Sky.
I get Sky? All
right. Sorry, bro.
Hang on line.
Shut up. Ashley, give me a little cheer to motivate me.
Come on, Sky.
Yeah.
Okay, so we tasted the first item, and everyone got it correct.
Sean, why don't you say what we guessed?
Say,
okay, you know, Mikey guessed.
Yeah, all right, I got you. All right, so Mikey's guess was peanut butter. Eddie's guess was also peanut butter. Sky's guess was peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
And you are all correct. Very good.
Very easy.
All right.
Very easy.
Okay, next item coming down. Eddie? Sky has hers.
Yeah.
Mikey has his.
Is this
nervous.
Right?
Every
yes.
Time.
Is this right side up?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. One, two, three, taste.
This is the funniest thing I've ever watched in my life.
It's hilarious.
Big ass yellow blindfolds with their headphones on.
Yeah, these blindfolds are really
obnoxious.
Strange.
What All right. are those?
I wrote mine down.
Okay. Eddie's writing his down.
I don't know if you can read
Sky,
can you
you're
read
done?
That?
Yes,
I can read yours.
The
I just tasted it.
Okay. I think we're all ready.
They're all in.
Okay. Eddie's guess was canned peach.
Okay.
Sky's guess was peach canned.
Okay.
Mikey's guess was peach.
Mikey's wrong.
What?
Well, okay. My guess is canned peach. Sorry.
All right,
oh, now you're going to get
it. Oh, yeah. Now you're saying.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Now.
Where's the difference?
Me and Eddie in the lead.
I think
No. We're giving it to all of you.
What?
You all got it correct. Everyone got it correct.
Oh, man. It's going to get weirder.
Make it harder.
Item number,
Item number three.
I don't like this bit.
I'm scared.
All right.
I don't like
go.
It.
I want to die.
You need to hold it horizontally.
I don't want
to
eat gross things,
Mikey,
man.
Don't worry.
You're doing great.
Hold it horizontally.
Yeah, I know I am because I haven't stuck halibut in my mouth yet.
Think positive. You're doing awesome.
Yeah, think positive.
When does Zeth put the blindfold on you in the worst way ever? It's like falling off. You're still doing good.
Okay. Everybody has their
Zeth,
item.
Are my headphones on correctly?
Keep your head in the game.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Something all right, gross dude. Is What's coming point? In.
Okay. Ready, everyone? One, two, three, taste. Everyone is putting it in their mouth, sort of gently. Eddie knows
Eddie's
it
nodding.
Right away.
Eddie's nodding.
Sky is thinking.
I don't like that.
She's got it.
Okay.
Mike is not sure yet. We have Eddie's answer. Sky, we have your answer.
Okay.
What, Mikey?
Delicious.
Mike,
that's
we
not
have
delicious.
Your answer. Okay. Going around, Eddie's guess was avocado.
Yum.
Sky's guess, avocado. Mike's guess, avocado.
How is that not good?
The correct answer was avocado.
Easy.
Mikey, you love avocado.
Easy. Like it unless Eddie makes it into guacamole.
All right, moving on.
You don't like or avocados?
I don't just like avocado like all rare.
Yeah, I could use a little salt.
That
okay.
Gross.
Here comes the third
so
item. Hold it horizontally.
Oh, no.
Hold it horizontally?
Come on,
yeah.
What does that mean?
Come on, Eddie,
level with
it.
The ground. Don't hold it up and down.
Oh.
Okay.
Get up in there. Like yeah.
All right. Everyone's
there.
Got it?
Oh.
One, two, three. In the mouth. There you go.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Sky immediately spit it out.
Sky.
Sky.
Sky. She not only did she spit it out, she threw the spoon, the fork down.
I know what it is.
And she's spitting into the bucket right now.
That's filthy. Give me a pen.
She's spitting it.
How's Eddie doing?
However, Eddie, the professional, calm, cool, collected, he is chewing it, tasting it, and writing down his answer.
Eddie is the best.
Eddie, you are a feral cat.
You're killing it, Eddie.
Eddie has written his answer. Sky, you have an answer for us? What are you writing down?
Sky's pissed.
Okay.
Does Sky look mad?
You should have seen her throw the fork immediately when it touched her mouth.
Yeah. Oh.
Threw it. It could have hit you in the head, Mike.
Okay.
I don't like it.
We have all the answers in.
It was a violent reaction.
And here we go. Eddie's answer was salmon. Sky's answer was, I think it says gross-ass fish.
Okay.
And Mikey's answer was sardines.
Oh.
The correct answer was sardines.
Oh. How did you know that, dude?
So I get a point.
You do not get a point.
Is what I wrote down not correct?
Mike, how did you know that?
Because I tasted it and it grossed me out.
That's
so disgusting. Dude, Eddie, yeah. By the way, I didn't even chew it.
I
put it in my mouth. It touched my tongue. I took it out, said, take it away. That's a sardine.
Wow.
That's filthy.
Well, you gotta wash it around in your mouth a little.
Sardines are a filthy thing.
I hope it doesn't get any worse than that.
Done?
That was bad.
Please tell me we're done.
Please tell me it doesn't get worse than
that. How many more are there?
All right. So we've had how many so far?
Mike's in the lead.
We've had
Mike's
four?
In the lead with four. With
if
four.
You give him the peaches answer.
Hold this one. Hold this one level with the ground, please, everyone.
Palomino.
So far, Mikey.
Already?
So far, Mikey is in the lead.
Yes. And Sky and Eddie tied in second place.
Yes. Are you keeping score?
Yes.
That was so gross.
Oh, I'm so grossed out.
Be careful with this one, Mike.
I have to be careful with this one.
This better not be gross.
Oh, come on, guys. Don't be jerks.
Dude, it's not. Don't worry. You're going to be all right.
Don't worry. You stuck a sardine in my mouth.
Dude, trust me. Don't worry. All right, here we go. One, two, three, taste. Taste it, Sky. Put it in your mouth.
Sky,
eat it.
Eat it, Sky.
Sky, she won't eat it.
Oh, my gosh. It just drooled all over her chin. Oh, it's all over the place, Sky.
Sky is like, she is gagging. Sky's gagging.
What is...
Sky's
puking in the bucket.
She's puking and gagging.
Sky, come on.
Hold on.
Sky,
she's not doing good.
That was
weird,
man.
Get you a napkin.
Sky yacked it. It splurted everywhere in the bucket, over her chin.
I got you, Eddie.
God, that... It's not right, but I don't...
Oh, I can't even...
It's a hard one.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm all right.
Sky, you have an answer for us? Don't say it and spray it. Ugh. Just write it.
Hold on.
Okay.
Dang it.
Mike has his answer written down.
Yeah, but I think I wrote two, so I'm going to have to decide on one.
Okay.
Go with your gut.
I said blank or blank.
That was very tough.
It's a tough one.
Oh.
I'm going to go with...
Your gut.
Can somebody give me a water?
Yeah. I'm going to go with
top one or bottom one.
I want this to be over right now.
Sean, are you speaking as a furry?
Really nervous. Oh.
Mike, hey. Just because you're blindfolded doesn't mean he didn't
I don't know what his
that.
Expression is.
It doesn't mean he didn't
hear
that.
Okay, so we have
that.
Everyone's answer?
Wait, okay. I'm going to go with my...
gut. Go with your gut.
I can't go with my
gut. Did you not like that last
one? I'm
going
to go with the...
She gagged on it.
It was yummy. Yeah.
She yacked it up.
Dude,
it
was weird because, like, I still can't get that fish taste out of my mouth. And so...
You didn't even put it in your mouth.
So when I... Well, you didn't see. I did put it in my mouth, and I spit it out.
I ate the whole damn thing.
Save that clip.
I did not.
So even though the taste wasn't offensive to me, like, I still, all I could taste was fish, and it immediately literally made me gag, and I had to spit it out. So I don't even know how I'll do for the rest of this.
I'm going to say, Sean, I'm going to go with my second one, my second answer.
Your second answer. Okay, so Mikey's second answer was applesauce. Eddie's answer was Jell-O. Sky's answer was mango.
It was Jell-O.
The correct answer was... blackberry jelly.
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 That wasn't jelly.
I didn't think it was jelly. I didn't think that at all.
Interesting.
That's all got
a lie. That's a lie.
That's
wow.
That didn't
I
taste
didn't
like
think it was jelly.
Not
in
at all.
In fact, I thought it was. I thought it had the texture of like, you know, when you open up a yogurt but you don't mix it.
Yeah.
You know how it's hard and you have to mix it.
I thought it was yogurt at first, and then I'm like, eh.
That's really interesting.
Sky, why was that gross to you? It was jelly.
I know, but
it doesn't make sense.
I know, like, I could taste the sweetness, and I knew it was something that I'm not, like, offended by, but all I got, like, immediately, like, gag reflex.
Okay.
Like, I really don't.
All right, let's keep playing.
Here comes another one. Hold it level with the ground.
Hold it level with the ground. Okay, okay.
Mikey's still in the lead with one point ahead.
All right, tell us when, Sean.
One, two, three, eat.
Oh.
Okay, Sky again yacked it up. And
spit it out.
Again.
She's completely gagging now.
Completely.
She did not like it. Now she's rubbing she's rubbing her tongue with the napkin.
I love her.
Guy's being very dramatic right now.
Yes. Got yours.
Did you even eat it, Sky?
Wow.
She couldn't.
That was not cool.
She couldn't.
Oh, I hate this. This
Mike.
Sucks.
How are you doing,
this
Mike?
Sucks.
Guys, I'm done.
Oh, come on, Sky.
That was that was not cool.
What happened?
Sky, can we get an answer from you, please?
Are you okay, Mikey?
Come on. Yeah, it's awful.
Are you okay?
Yes.
What's wrong with everyone?
I'm trying not to be a wuss.
I lost my pen.
Okay, hold
on. You're
doing
really good. You're in the lead.
Ugh, that was filthy.
No, that's not what I think it is.
We got another one for you.
I love this.
Answers are in.
Are we done?
Are we done?
Is this the last one?
Is that last
Sky's
one?
Sky's giving up, I think.
Mike,
Sky
last
can't
one.
Give up.
Eddie.
Last one.
Eddie, why didn't you tell Jay to not
I did,
be an awful human?
I did, dude.
He's getting back at us for everything he's ever not liked. Everything he's ever been upset about.
I said
about.
Normal food.
No.
Yeah, I don't think anybody cared for that one. All right. So Eddie's answer was caviar. Sky's answer was, she didn't write anything.
No, I did. It's up here somewhere. It's the same thing Eddie said.
Yeah, right.
Oh, she did. What? She put caviar.
Oh.
Mike's answer was caviar.
Okay.
The correct answer.
Palomino.
Hold on. The correct answer was caviar.
Wow.
There you go.
So salty.
Filthy.
All right, are we done?
One more.
No, we are done.
There's one more.
Okay,
is this a Jack Hole thing?
There's one more to go.
It's a Jack Hole thing.
No,
this is legit. He would have said it wasn't a Jack Hole thing. It's a Jack Hole thing.
No. You're good.
No.
You're good, bro.
Keep going.
Mike,
come on.
Why are they doing
in.
This?
One
Mike,
more item.
You got the win. You got the W. You got to sack this up.
Mike, make an executive decision.
Mike,
sack it up, bro.
Mike,
why are they doing
W.
that?
Mike.
Go ahead. One more.
Oh, yes. Right. Such a jerk.
Hold it like I give it to you.
Take that one.
Right there. It's a fork, not a spoon.
Okay, we're
so
giving
sick.
One to each.
This
hold
it.
It
this
parallel
it.
With the ground again.
I feel so sick right now.
Okay, everyone has their food? All right, one.
Where's my can? Hold on.
One, two, three, eat.
Oh.
Oh, Sky. Sky.
And yakking again.
Sky literally touched her tongue to
what
it.
What is that?
She touched her tongue to it and started to gag. Now she's spitting into the
I didn't like that.
She's done that for the past three.
Eddie
yacked up immediately.
Mike looks like he's about to die.
And his blindfold.
I didn't even. I barely even tasted
take
that.
It back out.
I have.
Mike didn't know what to do. He would put it in his mouth and then take it out. Put it in his mouth, take it out. Put it in his mouth, take it out. Okay. Everyone's guess is coming in. What did you put? Eddie.
That's my answer.
All right.
Okay.
Sky.
I don't know.
Sky, can we get an answer, please?
Is Mike okay? Mike.
That was horrific.
Are you okay?
That's horrific.
All right.
Jay.
I want this experience.
Okay. Mikey's. Let's go. Mikey's guess was oyster.
Ew.
Sky's guess was crab. Eddie's
what
guess
was.
Crab?
I bet it was crab.
My balls.
I bet it was Eddie's balls.
Hey, listen.
Eddie?
It wasn't that good.
You would know.
All right, and the correct answer was. It was an oyster.
Oh. Are we done?
We are done with the food challenge.
Wow.
Mikey
job,
wins.
Jay, you're an awful person.
I hate you.
Mikey wins.
Oh.
That was so sick.
That was fantastic.
That was awesome.
Oh. That was filthy.
I really enjoyed that.
Were you really?
Look at my eyes.
Yeah. Skye was, she was real, like, was seriously, oh. After she took the second bite, or no, the first bite of the caviar, her lips immediately went white.
Oh.
Yeah, it was
like
bad.
I almost puked twice. Like,
she really did. She was gagging and puking like the whole past three ones.
Oh, that was horrendous.
Wow.
That was really funny.
That was really bad.
That was my least favorite bit ever.
I got that thing up to my lips and was like, I knew it was something slimy and fishy.
Ew.
I'm like, what is this, my prom date?
Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh, wow.
My goodness. That was awful.
That's a good one.
That was just awful.
Can't wait to do it again.
Whose idea was that?
Fun.
That was my idea, bro.
Bad. Bad.
Opposite.
Oh, my gosh. I want to die.
Oh. Anybody for lunch?
Brutal.
Cool.
Good job, Mikey. You're the one.
Congrats, Mike. Yeah. You won.
Yeah, great.
You can put it on the board.
Yeah, I gotta get something to drink. I mean like a bourbon.
Hey. Hold on,
you're a former alcoholic.
Hey man.
I have a pretty quick gag reflex.
Yeah.
And I was okay, like even the ancho or what was it? The sardine.
Sardine. You ate it, dude.
I choked it down. Yeah. I choked it down. I didn't like it, but yeah. I choked it down. But that last one, I almost threw up. I almost threw up.
And Jay, you're telling me you eat that stuff?
Yes.
Sardines.
I love all that stuff.
He's lying.
You're a jerk.
Sardines on crackers are the best. Oh. I swear. And same thing with oysters.
I hate you. Oh. I will never trust you again.
Not. I know. I don't trust him
ever
now.
Again. Oh,
he's lost all trust.
Honestly, like I was expecting, like apple and cauliflower.
Smashley, did you know that he was going to do that?
So bad for you.
You're
guys.
Supposed to
that
be our friend.
So uncool.
Oh, yeah.
Him, I understand. He's an
right.
awful mean guy.
Not
so
your friend
uncool.
anymore.
I mean, I
enemy of the show.
Sky's spraying.
Yeah.
Spray because it. Just
gross.
Sky, I ate that whole sardine.
I ate the whole thing.
Bravo to you, sir. I don't know how you.
And I kept telling myself, it's salmon, dude. It's salmon. You're fine. It's no big deal. It was so fishy and bad.
Oh.
Oh, that was rough.
I never want to do that bit again.
No, that first and last. First and last.
It was entertaining.
No.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
To hear Sky spit up.
Oh.
P1 Medic, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What were you calling about?
Yeah, I have a question for Sean.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Sean, how does it feel to be wearing headphones that a complete stranger was wearing earlier?
We didn't tell him.
No, you
didn't. We didn't
did.
Think somebody would actually call and say it. Sean, it was an accident. It was an accident, Sean.
Why would you take that call?
Hang on.
No.
Sean.
Who was wearing these?
Let me explain. Hang on.
It's an accident.
How is it an accident?
Boston Rob, in a hurry, put them on the guy that did the T-shirts. And he didn't realize, these are Sean's headphones.
He gave him my headphones?
He actually put them on him.
On accident.
So he touched them and then put them on the guy's lobes.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Oh, gosh.
He didn't know. He didn't know.
I'm innocent. Look at this face.
He didn't know. How
Come
does he
on.
Not know?
Well, he wasn't thinking about it. And then when he did realize, he was like, I feel really bad.
I was so confused about that furry talk.
So why didn't someone let me know?
Why didn't we let him know, you guys?
Yeah, what's up with that, Rob?
We had that
Rob?
Food challenge coming up.
No, I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to you guys.
Mm.
Who?
Oops. Sean, let me read you some emails that are coming in.
Emails! Yeah, Sean.
What's up, Mikey? Long time no see. P1 Dustin, formerly of Sir La Table here. Just wanted to support Sean on this. People can and do make anything into a perversion. Just because a small percentage of people go too far doesn't mean that everyone that exhibits that behavior is a perv.
Thank you. Thank you.
There you go. So, and Sean says that when he was dressed as a panda bear and a beaver, he didn't do anything, kooky. Isn't that right? Shawnee? Shawnee, oh boy?
Define kooky.
Yeah, define kooky. What do you mean by kooky?
You didn't make love in them.
No.
That's not true.
That is true.
Then why didn't you say it right away?
That is so not true, because you would have said it
right
away.
He looked up in the air like, oh, let me think about it.
I thought you said that you weren't.
Define make love.
Oh, really?
You're disgusting.
Because I have not.
You're disgusting.
No, I am not. You asked me a question, and I answered it, and I answered it truthfully.
When you go to In-N-Out, do you order it animal style?
No. Yeah. No.
That's dumb.
That's ridiculous. Mikey Show.
Yeah, I had a question for Sean.
Go ahead.
Oh. Yeah, I wanted to ask him, when he would go to those furry conventions, what exactly would he do when he would go there?
It's a good question.
There's a lot to do. They have a thing called the marketplace where there's like different vendors.
What could you buy from the vendors?
You could buy artwork. You could buy graphic novels, comic books. You could buy DVDs. But a lot of it is costuming. Lots of costuming. People
it's
make
all
custom.
Furry related.
I'm sorry.
It's all furry related.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Wow.
But that isn't the only thing. They also have cocktail parties. There are dances at night. It's a lot of stuff to do.
Ugh. There it is. Thank you for the call. Hey, crush it. I got to ask you about Bonaducci. Did you hear what happened?
Sit down.
I did. And then I went to TMZ.com and checked it out.
Okay, so
ridiculous.
Let me read you what we read this morning. Danny Bonaducci. Well, here's the update. We just talked to a friend of Johnny Fairplay's who tells us he's sleeping now. We're told after the incident, he was taken to the hospital where he was treated for wounds. There was no on-call dentist on site, but they were able to find Dr. Dean Carlston through 1-800-DENTIST, who worked on Fairplay's messed up mouth from 2 a.m. to 4:30 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're told Fairplay did file a police report and that he, quote, has every intention of seeing this through. Johnny's friend also says that Fairplay absolutely did not attack Danny Bonaducci. Danny Bonaducci is a felony suspect. Last night at the Fox Reality Channel Really Awards, Bonaducci jumped on stage, picked up Survivor star Johnny Fairplay, and slammed him on his face, causing him to lose a few teeth and break a toe. Fairplay was taken to a nearby hospital where police were called. TMZ cameras were rolling as the bloody reality star was loaded into an ambulance. Some jerk can be heard taunting the injured Fairplay, yelling the phrase, Team Bonaducci, as he got into the ride.
Classic.
Bonaducci is named as the suspect in a felony battery report. On the Adam Carolla radio show today, Bonaducci said he's had a thing against Fairplay ever since he pulled the famous grandmother stunt on Survivor, lying that she had died in order to get sympathy on the show. Danny said he thought the show was over and he was leaving, and Fairplay was on stage asking the audience why he was booing him. Danny says as he walked by, he said, "They're booing you. They're booing because they hate you." Someone then asked Danny to go on stage and tell him that, which he said he did. Danny says he was off the first step of the stage when Fairplay suddenly ran at him, jumped on him, and wrapped his legs around him. Danny says he didn't know if Fairplay was joking. He then says he grabbed the butt of Fairplay's jeans and threw him over his head, not realizing how light he was. Danny says Fairplay face planted into one of the seats behind him. Now, here's my question.
Yeah.
For you, Crush It.
Yep.
Crush It was his boss. He used to work for you. So you know the guy very well.
Yep.
My question for you is, as his employer, I would think that you would have known what kind of history he has.
That Danny has?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
So this is not like a first offense, right? I mean, if the police department decides to press charges, I know he's done other stuff like drug related.
Yeah, Danny's been involved.